We're ready. Hello, everyone. Very nice to be here with you. Let's start here, and everyone go around the room and talk about your favorite color, your favorite vegetable, and your worst nightmare. We're here tonight because we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of our record Through the Trees.
Yeah.
It was a big record for us because we lost our jobs because we were touring so much. So we made the leap into becoming full-time musicians. It was a big mistake, but what can you do? At this point, we have no other skills. Yeah. If I could build a time machine, I
would do the same thing.
No, I'd probably go back to the Middle Ages. I'd like to see the plague. Not get it, but see it. You know how it is. So this record was inspired by a very, very, very deep depression I was in. And I became obsessed with the idea that if I cut off all my limbs, that I would feel better. But then I was caught with the idea that who's going to cut off that last limb? So I turned to my husband for help. He would not help me.
And I was in a nut house.
Still, he could have been more positive. In any case, that's what inspired us to write this record. That was a good count off.
Beyond the hill.
dreamless again.
Did you have a silly string here in the 70s? Those of you who were alive?
In the 90s.
90s still? Well, I had a bad experience with silly string in the 70s. I don't know why, I had 5 cans that I bought, and I went out in the forest and I covered all these trees with silly string. The whole woods was pink. And then my mother said, "Well, you've killed those trees now." And then I could never forgive myself. It turned out the trees were fine, but I always remember that worry that I killed all the trees. And I think that's what inspired this next song. There's no trees in it. Thank you.
both hands, how many people, that's the first time you've heard a baritone guitar live?
I'm in love with
Everybody's
this.
Heard a baritone.
If
it's
I
the
could,
first time I have.
If I could marry a baritone guitar, I would.
Some of you are bullshitting me. All right.
Oh, let's just jam on it for a half hour. Let's
jam
just
on it.
Space Jam. This is a song about snow. Yay. I love the sound of falling snow when everything else is still and you can hear it hiss. Tree is the pine tree. I believe they're sentient, they're watching us, and they judge us. I don't like them. Those big arms. And I swear to God, if you stare at a pine tree and turn around again, it will move an inch. They can't be trusted, they should all be cut down, in my opinion. My favorite tree is the birch tree.
Thank you.
Song takes place in the Wisconsin Dells, where they have indoor and outdoor water slides, so you really can spend a whole weekend there and never leave the building. But one time we stayed at this place, and they offered a nature walk, so I said you'd have to meet in the lobby at 8 a.m. So I was standing in the lobby, and there was only a bunch of six-year-olds and me. And then the woman proceeded to walk us around the lobby to different pictures of animals. This is what a wolf would look like if there were any alive.
Cathedral in Cologne looks like a spaceship, like the hand of God falling from the sky. A thousand stone-carved saints hang like icicles, but icicles don't take a thousand. And everyone who ever worked on that cathedral, or even spent a moment walking by, every one of us has swept away like breadcrumbs. What comfort does it bring? Around the moat,
Dad used to say about everything. Whatever argument it was, you'd say, I want to go see that movie. You'll go in a coffin. I'd like to get a drink. You're in a coffin. It works for everything. This is a song about basements in a coffin. Steps to the house down. All these songs were written before there was an internet. I find that incredible, but I do remember what it was like. So this next song I had, I just had books that we just had around, used for to find out about the world. I couldn't just Google things. So we had this travel guide to Southern Illinois, and I also had a pack of playing cards that was a card. It was 50 cards of the most famous serial killers. So I was going back and forth reading the travel guide and then reading about the serial killers. And this song resulted from the mixture.
Books.
Who's your favorite serial killer? Mine's Richard Speck.
Al Gore. I don't know.
Aw. Al Gore.
Yeah, just nobody knows this, is
he? He has to be good.
It's going
to
come out soon. Al Gore invented the internet, you know? The U.S. military invented the internet. This is true.
I take comfort in the fact that there's an alternative.
Seems to be,
there's an alternative past, universe where Al Gore got elected in America and the world became green and there were no more plastic bags and the whales are just.
It was Al Gore's baby.
We almost. Yeah.
It was, seriously. Look it up.
If I can just find that interdimensional time machine, I will flip to this better dimension. I think you have to be part of the Illuminati before you can do that. And I don't have a reptile head underneath my head, so I can't do it.
The giant of Illinois. Thank you. So how are you feeling? You doing all right?
I'm doing okay.
Are you in excruciating pain?
I could use a doobie. I know America's gone to shit, but right before we left, I got my cannabis card. It made a wonderful difference, and it really made me pack differently. I just brought this dress and then a bunch of really brightly colored scarves.
Everybody's going to have to be totally fucking high to actually put up with the shit that's going on in America.
It made everything make sense.
The real opiate of it. No.
When you're stoned, Donald Trump's hair is a beautiful maze that you can sink into. It's like traveling to a beautiful land.
Magic carpet.
Yes. I understood it all. Now, unfortunately, I'm...
Should throw him down Mel's hole.
Yes. I'm sober and achy, but it's all right. Let's do a love song. Shall we?
Sure.
Something that ends with murder?
Down in the valley of hollow logs, two lovers wind away. They sleep in the bed of their sweaty yards, safe from the wind in the tree. I love, said the boy, you're the clearest sky. You're the air I walk to breathe. I feel you rushing down my veins like the wind rushes through the trees. My love, say the girl, you're my secret pearl. You're a string of tiny glass beads. You're a burning star I need in a jar, safe from the wind and the tree. As the wind goes through the trees.
thing about the cannabis dispensaries that I find fascinating is it's exactly the same as when you buy pot from some dirtbag down the street.
Dirtbag is such a hateful word.
I don't know. That's all I dated in high school was dirtbags. They have a certain... baritone guitar quality to them.
That was a little different, because when I used to buy a dime bag, you just like drive down an alley to a specific window and bang on the window and some guy hand you a little bag and you give him $10.
I wouldn't
drive. It ain't the same as going to a dispensary in a mall by Home Depot, you know?
Yeah, but inside there was a guy wearing like a giant skull t-shirt.
Like Jesse Pinkman on Breaking Bad.
Everyone looks like...
It's real. Believe me, it's real.
It's like 20 Jesse Pinkmans and you have to ask them for advice. And the guy before me, I don't know what he was asking for, but the Jesse Pinkman guy said, you need the warlock and some venom. And those were the names of them.
This one's got a carburetor.
He asked, he sold me something called amnesia. See, I can't remember. Amnesia, and then he also offered me a pipe for $5 that was pretty much the shape of a penis.
Pretty much.
It was, yeah.
A little pipe, you know.
I know, but
it was,
I don't know, that's what Jesse Pinkman thought I should take home.
All right, let's do all this. Jesus Christ, well, you do better than that.
I like when you count it off and we all do it at the same time.
Underneath my hand, a me of you. And now I kissed you and I fell down to the bottom of a
first kissed. It's not quite as dramatic. I said to him, I know the best fish restaurant in town. I'm going to take you there. And we drove for about a half hour, and then we got to the place, and it was a carpet store. I don't know how I made that mistake, but that was warning for you. That was a red flag right there. So then we went back to his place, and he made me potatoes that made me throw up.
Not to mention the lies.
No, it was just fleas.
Fleas, right. Oh, God.
We had some good times. The drugs did help.
You got some on your mind, basically?
This is a song about the first building we lived in Chicago, where when we first looked at the place, the landlord said, oh, look out here, there's a balcony out back where you can sit and drink wine after work. But it turned out that alley was full of enormous rats and people having psychotic breaks, so we never ever sat out there.
Old crow and smoke and cry.
But we did use the alley.
Chicago is where the woman downstairs starved herself to death last summer. Her boyfriend Ted ate hot dogs and wept with the gray rats out on the fire. Thank you.
borrowed her soap and bought a coke. But she left it on the dryer. She died in June, '82. Her boyfriend went back to New York. The cops wandered through her dusty room. One of them stole her TV.
Cautionary tale about walking too close to a river. We've been married for 30 years. Secret to our 30 years of marriage is that he never turns around and looks at me, ever. I've only seen his full face twice. I could not pick him out of a lineup. He's a man of mystery.
I just can't stop staring at that sign over there. It's a man chasing an arrow.
There's always a sign.
And there's a big block of concrete. And he's running, but he's in trouble.
Maybe it's his arrow.
Yeah, that's true. Me and my arrow. All right.
I know you can answer these questions.
Last night I went out walking out on the edge of town, not going no place special, only I came upon a river. I thought about what you said, and couldn't stop
The river's water runs so cool. It calms my burning skin. It takes away my aching thought and cleanses all my sin. So let it flow on, take me to sleep that quiet sleep, and roll my body back to me, my love.
By now in America, we would have been hit by at least one shot glass.
Pick it up!
Oh, it's rough there. I'm at the point where I can't see a way out of the predicament we're in unless some other species rise up to dominate us. We don't have enough chimpanzees to do it. The squirrels, the rabbits, roadrunners. The robins
tried,
are tough.
I tried.
Seagulls, pigeons, spiders.
It'll be the pine trees.
Yes, I would gladly take a pine tree president over our current one. I feel like the pine trees at least would be open about their evil intent. I don't think our president is evil. I think he's an idiot. Which is worse?
Oh, the two aren't mutually exclusive. You can be an evil idiot.
I'm hoping that one day
Crazy King Ludwig,
we will find out that he's actually a super intelligent reptile from outer space, shape-shifting into Donald Trump, and that's why his hair looks so funny, because he can't really hold the face and hair in. But it's not likely. So.
He can't spell a fucking third-grade word, dying. There's no hope.
There is. Really animals rise up.
Animals.
Snakes take over. Mosquitoes.
Snow. Come.
Down and far.
His band is called Drunken Prayer, and we just love him. Yeah. Buy his stuff. Yeah. He's got 12 children, and he lives in a giant shoe. You can help him out. We think he's a great songwriter, and that's why we're dragging him around the UK with us, hoping to find him some help, some kind. I also want to give a big hand to Mr. Alex McMahon down there at the end. That's from Albuquerque. Born and bred in Albuquerque with us. And back here is the birthday boy, Mr. Jason Talk. Hotel room. Yes, lobsters, that's right. How did you know? Full lobster dinner, surf and turf. Maybe a basket of clams with a bib. Alright, this last song on the record is about both of our mental breakdowns. It's a little of his, little of mine. You've got to look away. It's usually on the rider, no shiny objects, because they will distract him. You can do it.
My ghost drives around with a bag of dead fish, calling the train out through the trees. He staggers and reels, runs up credit card bills, and clogs up the toilet with bottles of pills. Here in the bipolar world, till the hound all kicks in. Until then, until then, I'm strapped to this fucking twin bed, and I won't get any monsters or teeth till I stop quoting and brush my teeth and comb my hair. Days pass slow in slippers and robes, but my ghost still bangs on the roof. My job says play crazy games. That's all there is in there. Yeah.
Thank you so much for being with us here tonight. I really appreciate it. Hope you've enjoyed it. to us. We were outside in the van, and I thought, well, let's just see if anybody's clapping. Thank you for clapping so loud. We would have driven away.
First time ever.
You know what it's like when nobody claps. It's much nicer when people do. We did play a show once.
Show in our hometown.
Third song in, I looked up, I was so nervous, there was a whole room full of people. Fourth song, I closed my eyes, I was so nervous, and then I looked up and everybody was gone.
Idiots.
My name I don't remember, though I hail from Ohio. I had a wife and children. Good times on my car. What took me from my home? Put me in the earth. Was the mouth of a deep dark hole. Thank you.
pulled tight, I had not reached the end. So in anger I swallowed it down in darkness. So I got out my knife and told my wife goodbye. Cut loose from the rope and I fell on.
Thank you.
thank you for playing Guess the Next Song. There's no winners.
Unfortunately, all of you are wrong.
Good efforts.
You need a buzzer, basically.
A human buzzer. We're going to do a song that's about fire ants.
Famous one from Two Detectives.